someone down.
Subas daf yorum a beis shir chof uvav.
Daf yorum a beis till daf yorum aleph. Just gonna look at some of ours. Try to speak out some of these inyanim. Though it's an important mishnah in order for us to have a flow of what's happening in general in this perek over here. An idea of the perek. This is an important mishnah. So what does the mishnah say? It says bisula ksubasa masayim the almana. Money. So Rabbi Yisai, let's start with this. When we say Psuluk Subasa Masayim, do we mean Midyaraisa or Midrabanan? It's a machloikas if Ksubasa is Midyaraisa or Midrabanan. And Almana Ksubasa Mane, do we mean Midyaraisa or Midrabanan? There, everyone agrees it's Midrabanan. Right? It's a machloikas whether a Besula or Ksuba is a man or not. But over there, everyone agrees. Okay, so psula ksubasa masayim v'almana mone. Psula almana gerusha chalutza min ha'irisin. She's a psula, or we're assuming she's a psula. But she's an almana gerusha chalutza min ha'irisin. Erisin is the first half of the process. Now back in the day, there was a long amount of time between being an erisin and nisuin. How much time was there between erisin and nisuin? A yar and a mitvach. Right? It was because psula nesis liyom ha'revi'i. So she was an arusa. What would be the din if she would be mezana during that yar and a mitvach? Chayv Misa. She's din Eishas Isha already. Once she's in Arusa. Arusa is one of the name, or Kedushin, Erisin, whatever it is. So she's a Besula. She's an Almana Gerusha Chalutza Mena Erisin. Which means that her husband died before they went to Chuppah. Or she got divorced before they went to Chuppah. What happens if they decide they want to break off the quote-unquote engagement? They need a get, because she's an Eishas Isha, even though they never lived together. Chalutza is she died. If I'm sorry, the husband died, they didn't have any children. Obviously, they didn't have any children because they never actually lived in the same home together. So therefore, now she has to fall to Yibum and she does Chalit. So those are the three different examples. Ksubasa Masayim v'yesh latainas besulim. In those cases, her Ksuba is still Masayim. Why is her Ksuba Masayim? Because for all intents and purposes, she's a Besula. Yeah. Says Rashi, Besula. Almana Girusha. Bain Besula she Almana. Oi Girusha, oi Chalutza min ha'erisin. The Chazra v'nisseis. We want to know what's her going to be her Ksuba next time around. What was her Ksuba the first time? For sure the Ksuba was Masayim. Right? Well, obviously. Question is, now that she's going to a second marriage, what's her Ksuba going to be? Well, being that she was only in Erusin, therefore Ksuba is going to remain Masayim. That's right. She says, "Ksubasa min hasheni masayim shoy becheskas besula hi nisses loy." Okay. Toisvis on the top of Toisvis asks a question. Toisvis is bothered. Top Toisvis besula almana gerusha v'chalutza nira lefarish dilerabusa nokat chalutza. Toisvis is bothered that chalutza seems to be extra. Toisvis is okay with the fact that it says Almana and Gerusha. So he wants to know, why does it have to write Chalutza? Chalutza seems to be extra. It seems to be not necessary. Why is Chalutza extra? What is Toises? What's bothering? Hold on a second. What's bothering Toises? Wait, Rabbi, give me a second. It seems like Toises seems to say, I don't have to write Chalutza. Chalutza is obvious to me. Why is Chalutza obvious? So Usher says, because she's ready in Almana. What does Almana mean, her husband? Died. So this woman's also an almana, her husband died. That's what the Marsha and the Ran seems to say. However, if you're medayik in the Tosfos Rid, Tosfos Rid seems to be medayik not like that. If you look at the Tosfos Rid says on the side of the Gemara, Besula ksubasa masayim v'almana mana, Besula almana gerusha. V'chalutza mena erisin k'suvasa masayim mena nisuin k'suvasa mana. Pirish. Besula shehi almana. Oy, gerusha v'chalutza mena erisin. Read the way that Tosfos Rid did that. He said, besula shehi almana. Oy, gerusha v'chalutza mena erisin. He seems to be putting gerusha together with chalutza. It seems like gerusha chalutza are the same thing. Kumush v'chalutza. Sounds like from the Tosfos Rid that there's no reason to write chalutza, because chalutza means that she was rejected. This woman also was rejected. How? Who was she rejected by?
Brother.
The brother. The Gerush was rejected from the original husband. This woman also is considered rejected. That seems to be a machlokes here between the Marsha and the way we're Medayek and Tosfos Rid. If what our problem is because it seems to be superfluous because she's already Almona, or because she's already Gerusha. Either way, Tosfos says, Lefarish Nerabusa Nokat. What's the added Chiddush? Kasal Kadaita Chamina Dekivin the Shomeris Yavam Loi Michsura Knisa Lechupa. I would have thought doesn't need knisa l'chuppah. You don't need to do a ceremony. Shari yavama yavo yaleh bal korcha. The yavam can boil leh bal korcha. Hava amina dekin nesua damya. I would think she's like a nesua. Kamash malan. What's the din of a nesua? We were talking about, our mission is talking about an arusa that is a almana. What happens if she's a nesua? An almana, how much does her ksuba end up being?
100.
Hold on a second, but is this woman, do we have any reason to think that there was a bia here? What? Well, we're going to leave Yehuda out of this over here. What's the reason why I would assume that an arusa, her ksuba is Messiah, because she's still a basula? This woman also, we have good reason to assume she's still a basula. Still, Tyson says, I would think she'd have status of a Nisua. Take a look at the Mishnah. It's actually a Mishnah on Daf. Where? Yud Aleph Amid Aleph on the bottom. Two lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Bisula Almana Gush Chalutza Min Hanisuin. Ksuba Samana. She's called a Bisula. So what do we see from that Mishnah? That it doesn't have to do with whether or not we think you have a bia or you don't have a bia. Once you already had nisuin, it's like you've already gone too far into the relationship. Your ksuba goes down to a mana.
Why?
So Tosfos says, I would think over here also, she's gone too far into the relationship. Why is that? Because she has already... She's not mechsura knisa l'chupa. She's not lacking any knisa l'chupa. You don't have to do that anymore. Therefore, I would think she is like din of a nesua. That's Tosfos.
How is she not a nesua, even though she got married technically?
What?
She was already married. So if the nesua and a nesua gets a mana, then sure, a chalutza from the second brother she gets.
Why?
Because she got married.
She didn't get married. She didn't get married.
She was
during Erisun. So, Rabbi Sai, why does an almana from a nisuin get a mana? What's pshat in the Gemara, the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph? If you look in Rashi over there, Rashi says something interesting. Says Rashi, "Debecheskas beula kaima." Rashi seems to say, you know why? She's calling herself a besula, but we don't really believe her. So, it's not so. I think Tosfos over here might be arguing with Rashi. We're going to have to see when we get to Yud Aleph Beis Hashem. Tosfos seems to say just the fact that she's already has a status of being Nichnas al-Chuppa, that's already enough. Over here, she's not Becheskas Be'ula. Why should she be Becheskas Be'ula in our case? Over there, where you already did Chuppa, we can assume that there was a B. Over here, there was no Yichud. You're going to assume that the brother did B over here. Maybe the brother lives in a different country. The brother maybe even saw her. So what does that mean? That's Becheskas Be'ula automatically. If you had chuppah with your husband, I understand Becheskas Be'ula. But because the brother is mutter to be boyo, that gives you a status of nesua. Sounds like Tosfos is a different understanding. Nesua is just the fact that this relationship has already gone to another level.
There's still a nesua, but we don't for sure that she doesn't have
beer
yet.
Right. It sounds like from Tosfos, we're talking about a nesua, we know for sure she doesn't have beer yet, and still, there's a havamina, her ksuba is going to be a mana. Chayra is going to be not like Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. The Ran says something else. The Ran says, I might think that this woman is a double, she's got a double whammy. First of all, she's an almana. Why is she an almana? Yeah.
Her husband died.
Second of all, she's also been rejected. Why is she rejected? Because the brother did chalitza. So she just got hit down twice. So maybe this woman deserves only a mana because she's this is a disgraced woman. This is a woman who, first of all, her husband died. She's an almana and a chalutza. It's like double whammy.
She's a psula. No one cares.
Even though she's a psula. Ah, so you see that? That
almana
again?
What? Almana Harrison's a bad thing.
She's damaged goods. She's first of all, she had one husband, and she's already working on her. She's working on her third relationship already. She's an almana and a chalutza. That's what it sounds like from the Ran. I'll call upon him. I would have a havamina. That ksubasa shall only be mana. Come ashman on that.
How do you have a...
She's an almana and a
chalutza?
Or...
Mm-hmm. Every chalutza is also an amana, but the point is the point is that she's already been knocked. She's already been already rejected twice, or she's already on her third relationship.
What's the din if someone's a grusha and not erison twice? Would you say that now they don't?
Good question. Good question. Maybe not. What?
Yeah.
Good. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says yesh latinis besulim im loy matza habeis the sheni doesn't find her to be a besula. Of the kol ksubasa, the mekachto isula. So first of all, this Rashi is very controversial. What does it mean, of the kol ksubasa? Yeah. She loses her entire ksuba. We saw that there's a machloikes, if it's mekachto is only from mana, or mekachto is min masayim. So Rashi over here seems to be weighing in. If you look, many of us have on the side different gears in the Rashi. Who changes it? The Shita, the Rashash, they say Rashi just means of the Ksubasa, not Kol Ksubasa, because the Machlokas later on. Now, but Rashi also says Yesh L'Tainis Besum is referring to money. Why doesn't Rashi say Yesh L'Tainis Besum is referring to Isser? We've been talking about, in our Mishnah, that Beis Amid Alf. Gemara says, Shem Hayo L'Tainis Besulim Ayamashkim LeBezdin. What does it mean, Tainis Besulim? What is he coming to do? Pashtus, he's coming lesser. Right? We had a whole shayla in the shiklali, whatever, but Pashtus, Tainis Besum could mean lesser. Why do Rashi says Tainis Besum over here means dumim? Rashi says Tainis Besum over here means dumim. So Tois is on Daf Tes Amid Beis, Rabbi Yisai. Tosfos over there brings our Mishnah, and Tosfos says, we must be talking about dumim, Tosfos said. Because Tosfos says, we can't be talking about because over here, we're talking about a regular Besula and Eishes Yisrael. She's not going to be Aser. So over here, there is no Iser that you could be talking about. So there, Tais over there brings a Raya that it's talking Dafka about Tais says, and if it's talking about Eishes Kain or something like that, even Minan Isuin, she's going to be Aser. It says over here there's only Tainas Besulim to an Isha from an Erisin. If you mean Isser, if he says that she's Usser, then the same is going to be true being an Asua. So we obviously, says Taisus, we're talking about Mamai. So this is Rashi also saying we're talking about Mamai. The Shaila is, when we're talking about Mamai, is he saying Pesach Pasuach, or is he saying that there was no Dam? Is he Neman to say Pesach Pasuach if he's a Bachar? And he Tainas Pesach Pasuach? It's not so simple. Maybe because Chazakinam Torech Pasuda Mafsida is going to be Naman also Lafsida even by a Bacher. Depends. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vaiter. Zokta Heiligi Gemara. Gemara says, My Almone. What does it mean, Almone? Amar Avchana Bagdata. He's from Baghdad. Almona Al Shem Mona. She's called an Almona because all she gets is a Mona, says the Gemara. Almana min ha'erisin ma'ikil ha'meimar. Our Mishnah says, what's the din of an almana min ha'erisin? What does she get?
Masayim.
So why is she called almana? It says, come on, I did the high kari la almana, I nami kari la almana. We call this one almana, that just became the name, ena chanami. Almana is no longer because of the fact that she gets almana, that just became the name that we used. Says the Gemara, almana de ksiva be'oiraisa ma'ikil ha'meimar. What about the almana it says in the Torah? What's the problem? Because the din mana, we said, everyone agrees is only Midrabanan. So why? What about the fact that it says Amana in the Torah? Says the Gemara, the Asidin Rabbanon Lemiskini Leimana. The Rabbanon are going to be Masakin Amana for her. And the Torah is writing it, anticipating what is going to be.
Does that mean it's the Raisi still?
Oh, so that's going to be a Shiloh. The Shita asked that Shiloh. We'll see. Hold on a second. What does Rashi say? Bagdata demin Bagdad. Al shem mana shem nises mishenis armala yesh loks ein loksuba elamana. Rashi says she only gets ksuba mana. It's interesting. Rashi says ein loksuba elamana. Why don't you say yesh loksuba mana? So some of them, the first sheet that brings down one pshat. What does it mean? Al mana, al shem mana, al mana. What's the al flamet? Just call her a mana. Al mana means elamana, elamana. Almana is a truncated, it's condensed. It's Elamana. That's one pshat. The other pshat in the Shita is Almana means Chaser Mana. She loses, Al means subtract Amana. Subtract Amana. She loses Amana. Al. Like Al Tishlichen Lezikna. Don't. Almana. One pshat is she only gets a mana. The other pshat is she loses a mana. What does it mean she loses a mana? Originally, the ksuva of besula is how much? 200. So now we're subtracting a mana. So what does her ksuva end up being? 100. Is it elamana or is it almana? Is it subtract a mana or she only gets a mana? There's two different pshat.
Pessimistic
or
optimistic?
What? So that might depend on Alman. You take away a mana. No, you can take away a mana diaraisa, I guess. And then it'll still end up being right. This won't work with that. Correct. If it's kesef turi or kesef medina, it wouldn't work, because then you only subtract the money. You're going to end up still with a lot more based on the cheshbon we did over there and how much the ksub is. Okay, that's very good, very nice. Akopanim. This is the two pshat, and the anafkimina might be as follows. Let's say a person wants to give an almana masayim. So is the pshat that ein lo ksuba elamana? So you want to give her more? So then that's just a matana. You can give her more if you want to, but that's not her ksuba. Ein lo ksuba elamana. But if the vart is almana, as we subtract a mana, be'etzem the ksuba is masayim. We're just subtracting a mana. He doesn't want to subtract a mana. He can give her masayim. We discussed this a little bit previously as to, you know, what happens if a person finds out that who he thought was a psula is really a ba'ula. So can he still give her the masayim? Or, look, she only gets a mana. You want to give her more, that's your present. But you can't like force the lukuchas to do it. Or no, you made up 200, the ksuba is going to be 200. You want to be meichel on the ability to subtract. So if the din is, al mana subtract a mana, I could say, I don't want to subtract a mana, I'll give her the 200. But if it's ein la ela mana, her whole ksuba is going to only be a mana. It could be, it depends on the reason. Why does an almana only get 100? So, pashup shot, I think the reason an almana gets only 100 is because an almana only is worth less. She's worth less. This is used goods. So she's worth less. Once you take a car out of the car dealership, it's already worth a lot less because it's not brand new. A psula is 200, and amana is 100. It's one pshat. Rabbi Yonah Simeon O'Neill says a different pshat. Rabbi Yonah Simeon O'Neill says the reason she gets 100 is because we know that amanas are going to have a hard time getting married, and if you make the ksuba too high, so then they're not going to be as desirable. Therefore, we'll make it like a little bit more desirable for a person to look for an amana as opposed to looking for a psula. Psula is going to be a much more costly adventure. Therefore, we're giving the almana a little bit more advantage. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah Simeon O'Neill says.
How do you tie that in so it shouldn't be called a divorce? That's the reason we have assuming.
No, it's easier to job.
So yeah, you have to. Everything has to be taken into account. Life is a system of trade-offs. Yeah, what Eliezer is saying is, what do you mean? Shall I take halabain of loitzia? So you don't want it. So we don't want it, but we do want it, but not a month. So there's still a ksuba, right? It's a system of trade-offs. So everybody's like this. If you say like Rabbeinu Yonah Simeon O'Neill, so then really her ksuba should be masayim. We dropped it down because we wanted her to be, we want to give a discount. A discount to the almanas, according to Rabbeinu Yonah Simeon O'Neill. If the pshat is just, she's worth less, so her ksuba is a mana, ein la ela mana. It's not that we're detracting a mana. She's worth mana. This is her value. Her value is mana. The Chayra, that's going to come out to be the Machlok. The Shaila is like this. Marsha has a very interesting Shaila. She says, hold on a second, time out. What's the Gemara's question? Why is she called Almana? There's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Pasuk says, Loi Alman Yisrael. Jewish people were not abandoned. They're not Alman. Lo Alman Yisrael. Now, is a man called an Alman because of his ksuba? No, because the ksuba doesn't affect the man. If the man was married 10 times, 100 times, the ksuba is all about the woman. So why is he called an Alman? Obviously, because that's the name of a person that gets, you know, why is a basula called a basula? Because that's her name. So why is an Alman called an Alman? Because that's his name. So what's the question? Why do you call her Almana?
Why can't you just say that's the male form of Almana?
Why do you say...
What?
That's the Lashon Zachar of Almana.
So that's what the Marsha answers. The Marsha says maybe the Alman only got his name Alman because Almana's name is Almana. So let's get back. Why is she called Almana? Now the Ritva says something else. The Ritva says the Lashon of Elaim. What does Elaim mean? Someone who can't speak, who's silent. Poor lady has no one to talk to. She's got nothing to say.
He has no one to talk to.
She. The name, maybe Alman, it really comes from silence. So why is there a Nun? Why is there a Nun? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, when someone is a Rahman, Solchan, or Alman, you put a Nun at the end when that's a defining feature of this person. So a Bachur, it's not a defining feature of him because he's going to, you know, he's going to get married. But someone who's already in a situation, a Matzav, Alman, he's an Alman. So what's the Kasha? So the Ritva says something I don't understand. The Ritva says, the sheet that brings out the Ritva, he says, what's the extra hay? Why is she called Almanah? The hay is bothering us. I don't understand that. Hay is Lashon Nekevah. What do you mean? The hay is Lashon Nekevah. So what's the Gemara's question over here? What?
We call her Elema. I'm saying, I don't know how to say Elema.
Maybe she shouldn't get a Nun. Rachmana. I don't... Salchana, maybe she doesn't get the Nun, she just gets the hay? I don't know. Alman. So how would you say the Hebrew? I would say Almana. That's what I would do, but I don't know. Maybe I have to ask Rabbi, we're going to have to ask Rabbi Mandelbaum. That's what the Ritva says, that the whole Gemara's question is, what's the hay? Why do we have a hay here? Okay.
Is a person that divorced his wife also, he should also be considered an Alman because he has no one to speak to?
He is. It's called an Alman.
A person that divorces is not called like
Isha that she gets divorced is also called an Almana. Even if she gets divorced.
Not considered, she's not called a Grusha?
Almana is good.
Everybody
says, Shita Mekubetz is asked the Kashi here. Ask the Shita. Listen. What's the difference between Ksubas Besula, that's Dioraisa, and Ksubas Almana, that's Dirabanan? Well, Ksubas Besula isn't written in the Torah. Where is it written in the Torah? It says Mayra Besulas, says the Shita. If you hold like the Rosh, that when it says Mayra Besulas, it's actually referring to Mayra Besulas Mamish. So then it's Diraisa. It's Mefurish. It's there. It says, you give him Kemayra Besulas, but the Torah is telling you there is something called giving money for a Ksuba. How much? Chamishim, which we said is Masayim Zus. Then I understand the difference. Because Almana doesn't really say anywhere that you're giving money. However, if you learn like Rashi, that what makes Ksubas Isha Midyaraisa? Just the fact that there's a word that conjures up the thought of there being a Ksuba for a Besula. Kimoyar Abesulas. Almana, what's that word conjuring up? She gets Mana. So that should also be Dioraisa. What's the difference? If you hold like the Rosh, so the word Amana literally means she's a widow. So we say there's a veiled reference here to the Mana. Okay, veiled reference doesn't make it to your Isa. But Rashi said that's all it was by Besula also was only a veiled reference. And still you called it the Araisa. So why don't you call a Mana the Araisa? Zayfrek the Shita. This is the Shita, there's a difference. Shita says, the word Mana is currency that did not exist in the times of the Torah. The word Mana did not exist. So therefore, you can't say that the Mana, that we're, this is even a veiled reference to something, like that the Chachamim are, that it exists, and the Chachamim just have to be Kaveya something about it. Because.
It's 100 Zuz.
It is 100 Zuz, but it's not, in the Lashon of the Torah, we wouldn't call it Mana. The Torah never used a Lashon of Mana. That's a Lashon that the Chachamim later on created. So therefore, when the Torah said it, the Torah wasn't referencing that. Because the word didn't exist, Mishasta, the Torah was given. The word only came later. So therefore, this is going to be completely a derabbanan. That's what the Shita says. Says the Gemara Vayter.
I think
Tosis
discusses it also.
Yeah, Tosis does discuss it. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Umi Ika. Umi Kasif Kra La'asid. Does the Torah write something for future generations in the Chsiv Hashem Anahar Ashlishi Chidekel, Willech Kidmas Ashur. There, the name of the third river that was flowing out of Gan Eden was Chidekel, Willech Kidmas Ashur. Vatana Rabbi Yosef, Ashur Zuslika. Ashur is a town, Slika. Now, if Ashur is a region, says Tosfos, regions, maybe the name of the region somehow existed beforehand. I don't know how that exactly works, but I guess a region doesn't have to do with a populace. But being that Asher is Slika, is a town, so a town, the whole name is only because there's a town there. Umihave, was there a town of Slika at the time? At that time, Ela de Asida. It must be something that is going to come later. Hachanami de Asida. Says Rashi, Umi ksiv kra likras Hashem davar asid zuslika shem ir. That's Rashi emphasizes the name of a city. If it's the name of some sort of region, so that it could be Umi havi ir bnuya bebrias oilam dechsiv oilach kidmas Ashur. So Rashi says we need that the city should have been built bebrias oilam. The time that the world was created. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, why do you need to be at the time the world was created? You need to be at the time that the Torah was given.
But it's writing from Bris Hashanah. It's talking about Bris Hashanah.
Aye, the Torah was obviously written. The Torah was Kadma LeBris Hashanah. So, why does it have to be only when the Torah is given? So, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, he obviously knew what was going to be b'shas that the Torah is being given. So he wrote it for us to be able to relate to at that moment. So that says twice, that's enough.
So why is Gemara
Shani
talks about it?
So Tosfos asked that question. Tosfos talks about that. So says the Ramban, shot in Rashi, the Ramban Al Torah says the following aside. He says when Moshe wrote the Torah, it was kimatik mi sefer kadmoin, which means that all Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was he was copying something that was Ki'ilu, who was already existed. Moshe Rabbeinu was not putting things into his own terms or into his own words. So, something like that. Moshe Rabbeinu was not trying to make it current. It was kimatik misefer kadmon. It wasn't matik, it was kimatik misefer kadmon. So therefore, being that this Torah was koidem b'riyas ha'olam, it's impossible that the Torah is going to mention anything. It wasn't the b'shas b'riyas ha'olam. And Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, that even Kodim Bria Sa'olam, the Torah would write something that did not yet exist. If you know what the Bira of the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis is exactly, that's what it says. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana Bagdata. Once we got into Rav Chana Bagdata, so we're going to get into some of the things that he said. Matar, what does rain do? Says Mashke, Marve, Mizabel, Ma'aden, Umamshich. These are all things that Matar does. Amar Rava Bar Rabbi Yishmael, Vitema Rabbi Yemar Bar Shalmei Maikra, Tlamea Rava Nachas Gidudea Birvivim, Timoygogna, Tsomcha Tivarach. Amar Abelazar, Mizbeach, Maziach, Mezin, Mechavev, Mechaper. So the Gemara, Hainu Mechaper, Hainu Meziach. Meziach Gzeris, Mechaper Avoinus. Says the Marsha, these different things of the Mizbeach go for each different carbon. Meziach is one carbon. Mezin is another. Mechavev is another. Mechaper is another. How is that? Meziach means he's Meziach Gzeris. That's referring to the Ktoiris that you put on the Mizbeach, like it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'yamud ben ha-Mesim v'teyotzer ha-Magefa, that you put the Ktoiris between the Mesim and it stopped the Magefa. Ktoiris knows how to stop Gzeris. Mazin is referring to the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid that the Medrash says, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu needs our food? But we give him food so he can give us back food. That's mazin that gives us parnasa. A mechavev is in order to generate chiba, or that there should be love, or there should be peace. That's the carbon shlomim. The shlomim brings shalom bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's mechavev that fosters closeness. And mechaper is carbon chatas and carbon asham. Carbon chatas and carbon asham are both brought for a person sinned. So all these different things, descriptions, all go back to the to the different korbanos. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Chana Bagdata, Tamri, if a person has dates, Mishchanin, Misba'an, Mishalshalin, Me'ashrin, V'loy Mefankin. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Rashi Dimaskum Matar, Veloime Oisiyas Darash Hachiel, Fum Svara. This whole thing that we're talking about, Rav Chana Bagdata, is just a Svara he's saying. It's Mezabel HaSa'aretz, it helps to fertilize Ma'ade Noisin Etna Viziv Beperis, brings out some of the luster to Lamea Shalaretz Yisrael, Rava Nachas Gdudea Kasher Merevinim Megoy Gagna. Rashi says, Rav Ari Mashkir Marver of Demogan Ari Mizavo Ma'adin Mamshach of Paris Nafka Ma'adin Tavarach Demogan Meziach Kasatul Meziach Avoinus. The one thought it was Meziach Avoinus, it's the same thing. No, Meziach is different, it means Gzeris. Mezin Bishchus HaKarbonus Oilam Nizon, Shakarbonus Boyin Min Amazon Vigarman Loi Bracha. Yeah, that's like the lechem. Mechaveh is Yisrael Avim. Haynu Meziach, haynu Mechaper. Haynu Meziach, haynu Mechaper. Meziach Gezeros Rois Me'al Am Yisrael. Yeah. Now we get into what the Tamarim do. Tamarim, it says, Tamri are Meshachanin, Mechamemois. They warm. Meshalshal and Shilshal, they cause diarrhea. Me'ashrin, Machzikos Koyach. Come on, Ashru Chametz. They give strength. Loi Mefankin, Eino Marbus Istanisios Shel Alalev. It doesn't cause extra Istanisa.
Finicky.
Make the heart weak. Rashi says Vekulam LeShevach. They're all considered to be Shvach is benefits. Rabbi says it's not so simple that Shilshul is a benefit. Most of us wouldn't necessarily perceive it that way. The Ram Shif says Shilshul is not necessarily a good thing to have, right?
It depends on your previous state.
It depends on what your previous state is. Why does Rashi say Kulon LeShevach? So, could be Pshan Rashi is as follows. Rashi wanted that we're speaking about the Tamar is one of the Shivas Aminim. So Rashi didn't want that we should be saying something derogatory about one of the Shivas Aminim. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi's pointing out, we're obviously highlighting something good about the Tamar. That it has this element that if you need it, it could cause you to be Mishalshel. Because we're talking about a Tamar, no one would, the Gemara wouldn't write anything that would be negative, perhaps, about the Tamar. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Ochel Tamarim Al Yoira. A person eats Tamarim, he should not paskin. Al Yoira, Rashi says, Shum Hayra, Lefisha Tordois Daitoi Keshiker. It becomes like he's drunk. It doesn't necessarily mean that, it doesn't mean necessarily that he is, that he's intoxicated anyway, but his head becomes thick, becomes harder for him to think clearly. Achal tamarim al yoira. Tosis asks the kash over here, but it's the Gemara brings a machloikas if it's only by wine or even by other things. So Tosis asks, so the Gemara over there seems to say it's only on yayin bilvad. Why does it say achal tamarim al yoira? Says Tosis, depends. If you're talking about bias mikdash, that's usser, on all, only on yayin. But Benageya to the Isert Lahairais over there, that's even on other things. Now, Lahaira, according to Rashi, there's really no tushtel. In other words, Bias Mikdash is a problem of being drunk. We're not saying over here he's drunk. We're saying over here, he's not saying he's going to be, he's just his head is going to be heavy. He's not going to, it's a different type of, if your person drinks something else that could be Meshaker, whiskey, or anything else, there's other types of things that a person could drink. What's that called? Plum stuff. Any of that stuff, right? All those things are not yayin, but they could all make someone drunk. So that could be the discussion to come over there if they get drunk. Or we have a different shaila, is we don't want them to paskin incorrectly. Therefore, could be a different din. I'm not sure if Rashi would have even Tosis' kasha. Tosis in Sanhedrin says the following thing. This that we say a person can't paskin, says Tosis in Sanhedrin, that's only benogeya to Isser. Al Yoira means benogeya to Isser. Benogeya to Mamoin, Tosis says it's mutter. Even though Rashi says, Lashon of Rashi is, Al Yoira, says Rashi, Shum Hayra, is Ktas Mashman Rashi. That anything. No psak at all. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it's only Isser and not Minogeya to Mamon. The Achronim ask a stira because the Medrash says a person can't even paskin Mamon if he's intoxicated. Or if he ate Tamarim, whatever it is. Says the Tumim says the following answer. Says the Tumim, listen, what's the difference between Isser and Mamon? It's not because one is more important than the other. The difference is that when it comes to Isser, most people paskin by themselves. When it comes to Mamoin, you have two other people. So you, as other people, who are going to be able to stabilize the situation. And even though he himself perhaps is not as reliable, you have the other two to rely on. That's only if you're talking about a case when you're doing that. But there are situations when a person can dan yechidi. There is such a thing where a person, a mumcha, we can allow him to paskin himself. The Medrash happens to be talking about a case where he's dan yechidi. So a person who's dan yechidi, even mominus, says the Tumim, avad, you can't paskin if he's ochal tamarim. Why not? Because you have no one else to rely on. It's not a chilek, you know, mamon and isser. It's a chilek of whether there's other people there to rely on or not. Different dates. You don't know what dates are. Those are not dates.
Those
dates are the dates of the Tavir. Says the Gemara Vayter, Meisvei, Mefrekta Kasha. Tamarim Shachas V'Arvis Yafis, V'Mincha Rois, Tzarayim Ein Kamoisam. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Chayra, Rashi says, Shachris ve'arvis yafis klal demil. So the Achra Achila yafis. Shachris down should be odem bepas Shachris armino mekabel. Arvis Achra Achila. So therefore, after Achila seems to be okay. Bemin choroish and koidem Achila laacher shinas tzaraim. Then it's no good. But tzaraim laacher suda shalcha besava in kamaisa v'toyves yoiser me'arvis. V'sheinim ukov bayoyim mileilech l'sadas lebeis akise bechol eish yirtza avol belayla tarei chuloi. Akop umavatos machshava ro daigo lefishem samchus is a leif. Dates are samchus is a leif. It's a rhyme shas oirovit sahelo. Gemara says the stira. Mi amrina de lo malu, ilu amalu, lefishaita tirda. We didn't say that it doesn't make your mind clearer. It does. But temporarily, it clouds the mind. Eventually, it makes your mind clearer. Mi dehav yachamra damar mara, shoyse revis yayin al yayra. Rav says a person drinks revis yayin, he should not paskin. Vibais ema, yeah. So that's the first answer. If you eat it before bread or eat it after bread, my mother said, "Tamri makami nara." If you eat dates before you eat bread, kinagra lidi kule. If you eat it before you eat bread, it's kinagra lidi kule. What does that mean? It's like an axe to a tree. Not good. But you eat it after Naama, ki avra ladasha. What does avra ladasha mean?
Bar to the door.
It's like a lock to the door, which holds it strong. Dasha, what is dasha? Amarava derech sham. Darga, amarava derech gag. Purya, amarav papa, sheporin veravim alea. Those are all different words, and where the words come from. Ronach mayitzchak, af ana af anu. Neymar Islandis Duchranis Dilo Yolada, says Rashi. Afanan Neymar Afanu Nidrois is a Shemais. We also can darshin the Shemais. Maloshin Islandis Shakaru Chachamim Leisha Shenruya Leleid. Why is she called an Islandis? Duchran Aloshin Ail Tamim Demagdagaminan. Dochar shlim hariuka ayol she'ena yoled. It's like an ayol that doesn't give birth. Why we chose an ayol? There's a lot of male different specimens that don't give birth. Why is she called an ayloness as a being supposed to be called something else? That I don't know. I'll leave that for you, Beis Hashem Belineder. We're going to start the next sugya of Eisai. This is a mammoth sugya, the sugya of Ger Katan. We're going to start it, Beis Hashem.